welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark.
Hello.
You've chosen a good topic this week. This is a meta-analysis from the BMJ. It addresses an important topic that I've always wondered about. To begin with, we're going to talk about cervical disease, specifically cervical intraepithelial neoplasm is a premalignant condition of the uterine cervix. Just as a reminder, the ectocervix, that's the surface of the cervix that's visualized when you do a speculum exam. It's covered with squamous epithelium, while the endocervix is covered with glandular epithelium. So when we talk about CIN, we're actually talking about squamous abnormalities. It can be low grade or it can be medium or high grade. Women with low grade CIN have low potential for developing cervical malignancy. Obviously, as you move up the grades, the risk of progression of malignancy increases. In managing women with CIN, the goal is to prevent possible progression to an invasive cancer. The mainstays of treatment for high-grade CIN are either excision and ablation of the transformational zone of the cervix. That's the anatomical area that contains the transition from squamous epithelium of the ectocervix to the glandular epithelium of the endocervix. So choosing a treatment option for CIN is moderately complicated. For women who are candidates for either excisional or ablative therapy, the choice of which type of treatment depends primarily on the diagnostic specimen that's needed and perhaps on the patient's preferences and thoughts around future reproductive risks. And this is where our poem comes in. There are a few high-quality studies looking at the impact of treatment on pregnancy-related outcomes. The poem that Mark found from the BMJ's this meta-analysis, it asks the clinical question, is cervical treatment for pre-invasive and early invasive disease associated with subsequent adverse OB outcomes, obstetrical outcomes? Mark, it's a meta-analysis. Did they have enough data to do it? And what do we know about their outcomes?
You're right. This is a very nicely done meta-analysis. The limitation is there aren't any randomized control trials. We don't have trials randomizing women to different treatments and then reporting these outcomes. So this was observational studies. They had women with CIN or early invasive cancer, and then they looked at subsequent maternal and fetal outcomes. There were 71 observational studies. They had over 65,000 treated women, and they were compared to over 6 million untreated women in terms of these obstetric outcomes. They mostly compared women to other women who didn't have cervical cancer. There was a small subset of studies where women who had high-grade lesions but for some reason were not treated. So in that case, that's actually kind of a better comparison. The overall risk of premature birth was 1.8 relative risk, so not quite twice as common in those who were treated with one of these approaches. There was also a higher risk for severe prematurity and extreme prematurity with relative risks about 2.5. The risk was worse, was greater of these bad outcomes for excisional treatments like cold knife conization than for ablation treatments. So with the excisional treatments, the risk was also higher with a greater depth of the cone and a greater volume that was excised. And the relative risk went up quite sharply to 14 for 6 cc's or more of cone volume. So multiple treatments were also associated with a progressively greater risk. The relative risk of having, if you had 2 excisional treatments, was 5.5 times higher than for untreated women. Risks of spontaneous preterm labor, chorioamnionitis, were also increased in the treated women. As I mentioned, there was a small subset of studies that compared treated women with untreated women, but who also had a high-risk lesion. In these studies, there was still an increase in the risk of prematurity, but it was attenuated somewhat, wasn't quite as high, which suggests that the disease itself of CIN or invasive cancer is responsible for some of the increase in the risk of premature birth. So bottom line is cervical treatments are associated with an increased risk of preterm birth. Excisional treatments carry a higher risk than ablative treatments, and multiple treatments carry a higher risk than single treatments. So it does suggest that this is information that should be considered when women and their physicians are making a decision about treatment, particularly if they're, you know, planning on childbearing.
It's a great topic for shared decision-making, and all things being considered equal otherwise, it certainly suggests that perhaps ablative treatment carries a lower risk than excisional treatment. So thanks for sharing. This is very interesting.
Yeah, good information. Thanks.
We'll talk with you again in a week. Thanks for picking that poem. And
all right, looking forward to it.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.